Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Randy McGee Show, where our transformative stories cause a ripple effect of light and love to embrace your soul. I'm Randy McGee. I'm an alchemy mentor, a vibrational shaman, international breathwork facilitator, shamanic and energy medicine healer, and author of the award-winning book, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, A Healing Journey and Memoir. My very, very special guest today is Gail Lynn. She is a rebel, a dreamer, an author, and most importantly right now, an inventor of the harmonic egg. In 2007, at the age of 37, Gail Lynn's dream of making a difference in the world was rudely shattered. The accumulated stress of two challenging relationships and three extremely competitive careers in the automotive, telecommunications, and film industries had decimated her physical, emotional, and psychological reserves, leaving her with a medical diagnosis of severe cardiovascular stress, on the verge of an instant heart attack. Determined to restore her health, Gail plunged into the world of energy medicine. When a series of whole-body light and sound treatments reversed her diagnosis, she set out to uncover both the ancient history and modern science behind light and sound as healing therapies. After opening a light and sound healing center in Colorado in 2010, a series of extraordinary synchronicities guided her to combine light and sound technologies with sacred geometry and Tesla mathematics. The result was a revolutionary vibroacoustic resonance healing chamber called the Harmonic Egg, which is advancing frequency healing to an unimagined level and giving thousands of people new hope for a quality of life they never imagined. From her humble beginnings in Detroit to a 7-year relationship with Elvis Presley's stepbrother, and a role as producer on a Hollywood movie about the king, to triumphant success stories from world-renowned composers, musicians, professors, and physicians, the harmonic egg is a technology from the past and here again on the planet now. Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hey, Randy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being with me today.
Thanks for asking.
I am your biggest fan. I've been following you for a while because my friend, Jonathan Motzinter, a colleague of mine, sent me the information about the egg, and he said, you need to come to Colorado and do this. And all my plans got canceled because of COVID, but I was able to find a center near my house, you know, about an hour away, and I went there, and I've gone 6 times. So, I can just say that there is definitely magic in what you've created, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more about how you did it. And so if you were, you know, just going to describe the harmonic egg, I know I did it in the bio, but if you could, in your own words, just to describe what this is that we are so lucky to have right now.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. I want to hear about your experiences, too, when we get into that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the egg is such a beautiful womb-like structure. I feel like it is bringing your higher self closer to you, helping you to get into the flow, helping, you know, from a medical perspective, you can say it's working to reset the nervous system, to rebalance the body, just to get you back to your, you know, natural healing ability. You know, there's a lot of magic to it, but there's not, because your body has an innate ability to heal, and we're sound and light beings, you know, from God, source, universe, whatever word you use. We're vibrational beings of light. So I decided let's create something where we can heal, you know, inside of a chamber with sound and light.
Mm-hmm. And I know from reading your book that there were so many specifications you knew that you had to have. You had to have it smooth on the inside, and I guess it's a, is it a decahedron? shape. Yes, a dodecahedron shape, and a lot of other things that you just knew, you know, you didn't know why you knew, you just knew. And can you talk about that a little bit, about, you know, how you actually had the guts to just say, hey, I'm making it this way, my way or the highway, basically.
Yeah, I wrote the book because I had so many doctors saying that there wasn't any science or, you know, any proof was found in light therapy. So I wrote the book and put in over 90 references of, you know, proof that sound in light does work to bring the body back into balance and heal it. I always try to stay away from, you know, the words of heal or guarantee or anything with our lovely FDA. But yeah, when I started to visualize it, and I was originally told it couldn't be built because it would be an engineering marvel to build a large wooden egg. And I thought, well, Walt Disney says if you can dream it, you can do it. So I started to, you know, just ask around. I had a gentleman, you read the whole story in the book, Wayman, and he said, I can do this. And I said, okay, so I used to do CAD and drafting, so I kind of drafted it up. And, you know, side view, front view, top view, you know, inside view. And he said, I can absolutely do this. And so it was really interesting because we came to an impasse where he just couldn't do it. Every time I would go to the center, now you've been to Life Center, in that middle room, we built the prototype. The prototype egg was in that middle room. So he would come in after hours because he would make so much noise to, you know, saw things and, you know, hammer things. And I would come in the next day and I'd say, this isn't right. Well, why isn't it right? I don't know. It's just not right. It didn't feel right. He was making it angled on the inside and I knew it had to be smooth. He was just doing different things that I knew were not correct.
And how did you just know? Do you have any...
That's a great question. It was a feeling. So I feel like I'm somewhat clairsentient. Is that the right word? You know, you know that you know. And so I was feeling into it, and it didn't feel like what I thought it was going to feel like when it was done. And when he finally figured out, we figured out how to build it where we weren't trying to bend, you know, large pieces of wood, and we finally got it together. I said, that's what it's supposed to feel like. And we started testing it with doctors, channelers, shamans, various types of healers, dowsers, because I wanted to make sure that it would never hurt anybody. That was my biggest fear. I couldn't live with myself if something that I created would hurt somebody. So I had pendulum people, dowsers, channelers, healers, doctors, everybody. I was like, anybody come in here and tell me what this is going to do, as long as it won't hurt anybody.
So you had them all. You had them all try out the egg, like, you know, to sit there for the 50 minutes or the hour, and.
Well, we did. We had 12 people test it, and we tried, you know, one a day for 3 days, and they would say that's too much. Then we tried an hour, that was too long. We tried 33 minutes, thinking I would use a sacred number. It was too short. So we tested all kinds of different ways that we thought would be a perfect session and then in a perfect integration time.
Wow. And in your did you have this clairsentience about all of this after you did your own color therapy and sound therapy on yourself before you did the egg?
You know, I don't consider myself a healer, or I didn't really consider myself intuitive. Since I was young, I remember that I could tap into anything. But when you're, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10 years old and you do it, you think everybody can do this because you don't know any different. So I didn't know any different until I started talking to channelers and healers, and they said that they had to study and learn this gift. And I realized that I've had it my whole life.
So what was the spark inside you that made you actually think you could do this?
Oh, boy, that's a great question, because I think it was encouragement from some of my shaman clients. When I opened with a light box that was someone else's invention, and I just believed in the sound and light therapy. And her name is Andy Murphy. She's a rock and roll shaman here in town. And she said, you're the teacher now. And I was like, oh, heck no, I don't want to be the teacher. She's like, no, you're the teacher now, and you're going to have you know, your own, this is a prototype for you. You're going to have your own. I said, no, I don't want that responsibility. And I remember saying to another shaman, I said, women don't invent things. I grew up in Detroit. Women don't invent things. And she said, oh, girl, she's like, we're going to have to shift that because we need to own this. And so it was a huge struggle to try to come into my own power, if you will. I'm 50 years old, and I feel like that I did come into my own power, and I knew that I had to do it. So I just sucked it up and put my big girl panties on and said, let's do this thing.
I think it's amazing, you know, that because you talk about in your book a little bit about, you know, how it was just climbing up the ladder and climbing up the ladder and climbing up the ladder. How many people told you you couldn't, and you did it. So, I mean, what is the, I don't know what I'm trying to get at exactly, just that, I mean, if you were going to tell some other women who had a great idea, you know, what would you tell them?
Gotcha. I would say, if you're anybody that has an idea and you're passionate about it, you need to go for it. You need to be willing to risk everything, though, and people get scared. You can't live in fear. You have to live in love, and you just have to know that if this is your path, it's going to work out.
And I also think, sorry, go ahead. I was going to say also, you know, not to be afraid of failure, because if you fail, you know, next, you move on, you go to the next thing. It's not as though it's over. It just means, you know, you refine something, or
I failed so many times along the way, and I feel like I built businesses for the guys that I dated or were married to. I would always build their business and build their dream, and then I would walk away. You know, I was married, I got divorced, I walked away from everything. We were completely debt free. We built a great business together, but it was his dream, so I walked away from it, gave him everything, and I did it again and again. And I thought, dang it. I'm going to build something for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to build something for somebody else. I know I can do this. And it was super scary, but there's nothing special about me. Anybody can do it. I was born in Detroit. I did not come from money. I did not come from fame. Anybody can do this. They just have to put it in their head, and they have to go for it. And they can't let anybody tell them that they can't. They should take any can'ts and failures as fuel to the fire to do it.
Well, you wanted to help people, right? I mean, there's more than, you're not just nobody. You know, like you have this idea of helping a lot of people and changing the world, right?
And it started out with my family. It started out with my mom, who, you know, every time I talked to her, she had a migraine, she had high blood pressure, she had high cholesterol. And I would watch how she ate, and I learned about nutrition back in the, let's say I was my mid-20s, and I learned about nutrition, and I thought, you know, this isn't fair that we're not taught how to eat well, how to build our immune system. You know, we're just taught to go to a doctor and ask, you know, what do we do? We need to take responsibility for our own health, and so I thought, I can create this where people can heal on their own, in their own little space, and they can take responsibility for their own health because they're balancing their nervous system. They're coming back into that balance where they're not in the fight or flight. They're bringing that rest and digest back into balance, and anything is possible. You know, the body doesn't know disease by name. We name everything, but our bodies are perfect.
So in terms of the harmonic egg, what do you believe is the source of illness, you know, that people can heal from?
Okay, so that's a great question. So I created music that I called some musicians up, and I said, listen, guys, I think there's reasons why people have disease, and that all the root cause seems to come down to, I'm sure there's an exception to every rule, stress, inflammation, heavy metals, a fatty liver, or an immune problem like an autoimmune, which I think is really just a virus that we haven't discovered yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them create this music, and it's the intention of it is to eradicate or reduce the inflammation or the heavy metals. And I literally Randy, I can't believe it. People will call me up and say, I listened to the heavy metal detox and I tasted metals in my mouth for 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
How is that even possible?
I believe it. I did that one as well.
Oh, my gosh. And I just am blown away. So I feel like you look at Parkinson's, heavy metals, you look at a lot of the autoimmune diseases, and you look at some weight gain, could be a fatty liver. You look at just 90% of the doctor visits, root cause is stress. People are so stressed out,
mm-hmm.
and that creates inflammation. So is the root cause inflammation or stress? So I try to narrow it down to very simple things that reduce down into why people get disease. And I created these music pieces, and the music pieces are so fun because we associate a color with each music piece. So if you don't have access to Harmonic Egg, you can buy these music pieces, and then you get these printable instructions to use at home. So you can wear those colors, you can eat those colors, you can surround yourself with those colors for each piece of music, and you can do one a week, or you can, you know, spread them out. I've now created 11 pieces of music, and it's where I'm having fun working with musicians and saying, okay, I want cello in this piece, I want piano in this piece, I want crickets in this piece, I want water in this piece. I'm having a blast.
It's incredible. I noticed that you read, you quoted Luminous Light in your book, and I was going up to Mount Shasta, and I listened to that audiobook as I was going up to the mountain, and yeah, it changed my life. I mean, just listening to him talk about colors and light and schools of fish, how, you know, the fish just swim and they find their food and they find what they need, and there's no leader. It's just like, it's just because they follow the light, and it really changed the way I think about things. And when I was listening, I thought to myself, why have I never done color therapy? I've never heard of color therapy. I don't know what color I need. And I was just thinking about that. This was pretty recently. And then I discovered your egg. And, now I'm getting all the colors. And I was wondering, you know, how do you know what color to use? And how do you know what sound to use? Is it the operator of the egg that is trained in this? I assume you have to be very intuitive.
I train everybody, and I have an amazing training manual that has a cheat sheet, and I've read hundreds of books. Oh, my gosh, hundreds of books. And then I have, each center owner has required reading. And, of course, I can't make anybody. I created a business model that was more of a cooperative, divine feminine, matriarchal business model.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not a cooperative, a competitive, patriarchal business model. So I train them all, and they have an area in the training manual where I say, okay, in an imbalance in the root chakra can cause these malfunctions in the body, and here's the colors and the sounds that bring the root chakra back into balance. And I put all that in the book. Basically, my book is somewhat of a training manual for egg owners, too, because I put a lot of that information in there. So they're trained that way. But, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. So I had a shaman come in one day, and she said she wants to work on her root chakra and her sacral chakra,
mm-hmm.
which you would think is orange and red. But I really had an intuitive hit to put her on blues and greens, and she felt that as well. And she had an amazing experience. So sometimes intuition will take over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong using the manual that you're left with when you purchase an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your experience.
Well, I've had so many, but I think the first one was the most fun. In the sense that there was something bothering me. I'm a shaman, and it was sort of like someone had given me a little curse, and I felt it. And I won't go too much detail about that particular thing, except for the fact that when I sat in the egg, I think about after 10 minutes, I saw a little dragon come out, and he was like a cartoon character in front of my eyes, and I looked at his eyes, and they were green. I mean, not green. They were bright red. And it was sort of like this evil was stuck in this little character, but the character was cute. Like, who could be afraid of this stupid little silly thing? And then all of a sudden, it dropped into the sacred geometry, you know, like it dropped down into the hole in the middle. And then it floated back up, and there was no more red in his eyes. It was just like white eyes, and he didn't even know where to look. And it was silly, and it was cute. And I thought, wow, I don't understand what just happened. There's definitely more here than just color and sound, you know.
So did you look up the dragon energy? I have so many clients that tell me they saw, like, totem animals or spirit animals. Did you look up the dragon?
Did I? I'm not sure if I did. I think I was just so happy with the message I got about how silly the whole thing was and that it really wasn't part of me anymore, you know. But we're going to have to be right back. We'll be right back with Gail Lynn, inventor of the harmonic egg.
Supercharge your chakras. Randy McGee's shamanic healing techniques uses spiritual energy that charges your chakras with light. Randy McGee will get to the root of your problem and help you get rid of negative thought forms and more, all to help you heal. So, if you want relief and a sea of calmness in your life, call Randy McGee now at 424-265-3109 or visit randymcgee.com. That's Randy with an I, M-A-G-G-I-D.com.
Breathe in, breathe out. It's easy to use breathwork to alleviate pain or reduce anxiety and depression. Sounds easy, but for it to work, you may need someone to show you how, and that's where Randy McGee comes in. She helps you unlock emotional blocks in the body, get closer to your authentic self, or even increase your connection to spirit, all while you heal with Randy McGee's breathwork healing. So breathe in and breathe out as you go for the phone to call Randy right now at 424-265-3109. That's 424-265-3109.
The award-winning book by Randy McGee, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, is both an inspirational healing journey and a memoir. It focuses on a new way of thinking that brings love and healing into the world while providing a voice for the generation after the Holocaust survivors. Beverly Hills Concentration Camp is a hard story with a happy ending. It's been known to help people heal. Get your own copy of Beverly Hills Concentration Camp by Randy McGee at BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Randy McGee Show. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please connect with me on my website at www.randymcgee.com. Our guest today is Gail Lynn. She is a rebel dreamer author and inventor of The Harmonic Egg. You can reach out to her at www.harmonicegg.com. So we were talking about dragons because I had seen a little dragon. I guess it was representing my entity that was bothering me at the time, and a negative entity, and it dropped into the sacred geometry and then came out, and he was just cute as could be, and there was nothing negative about it by the end of my session. And so I was wondering, is there anything about dragons or that,
I think the dragon was there to give you a message. The dragon symbolizes supernatural power, wisdom, strength, and hidden knowledge. And as a shaman, I'm sure it feels to me like that dragon was there giving you information that you probably don't even realize how powerful you are, that there's some hidden knowledge you still need to uncover, that there's some wisdom that you're still seeking. And some strength. So I feel like that is amazing, and that message is beautiful.
Yeah, it was, and I knew that from that moment on that how special the egg was, and I actually took my husband on a date. An egg date. It's like a double date.
How cute is that?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, there's not a lot of things I know you've never done before, so I took him to do that, and he saw the earth from wherever he was sitting. He saw the earth.
Okay.
That's all I can really tell you about his experience, but it was neat for me to observe him.
That's cool. It was one of the shamans that did a reading about the egg said that inside the egg, it wasn't Earth. It was somewhere else. So that's interesting that he saw Earth from inside.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Well, where does the shaman think it was inside?
She said it came from, the technology came from planet Sirius B.
Oh.
And that made sense to me because I feel like I have some roots as a Sirian. And Sirians are very gentle yet powerful. And the technology is very gentle yet very powerful. People have some powerful experiences. And I feel like they're a little bit of a self-organizing system. And I know this doesn't sound, you know, like people think, oh, my gosh, like what does that all mean? But there are Nobel Peace Prize winners that won about their work with self-organizing systems. And what that means is that the more eggs that are out there, the more they connect to each other and the more powerful they all get.
Mm, I believe that. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, and there's nothing, you know, evil or negative about it. People will sometimes, if I don't explain it, and, you know, I was raised Catholic, so, you know, God is how I was raised, and if I don't explain it that way, sometimes they want to shy away from it. But I would just really ask people to be discerning and ask them if it resonates with them, then try it. It's such an amazing experience, and you can go so deep into finding yourself and bringing your higher self or God closer to you.
Were there any other experiences that you had heard of that had to do with dragons?
No, but I do know that our Asheville, North Carolina center, when I placed an egg there, he had explained to me that there was dragon energy on his property. And, you know, a little far-fetched for me because I sometimes wonder, you know, some of these experiences that I hear about, I thought, really? Did that happen? Is that a thing? And so when we placed the egg on Asheville, North Carolina, and then I came home to Denver, within 3 days, my clients were telling me there's dragon energy in the egg now. And so that, to me, solidified that once we dropped it onto the land where there was a dragon energy, and then they all had dragon energy, and you had dragon energy in California. So,
mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't deny the stories. I can't deny that over and over and over again, the egg communicates with me. The egg communicates with the people. Like I did a session today. And I'm listening to new music where we've got some mantra music that we are working on, and the egg asked for it. And I'm in there, and I saw purple, and I saw orange. And I said, oh, so this song selection is going to resonate really well with purple and orange.
Mm.
And I called the musician, and she's like, oh, my God, gal, I like downloaded this information when I was studying with somebody in India. It really opened up my crown chakra and the lotus, so there's the purple color. It is crazy how intuitive I am, but I feel like it's because I'm closer to my higher self or closer to God, and that's why I'm able to get this information.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. It feels really good. It feels really good to hear you talk about it that way as well.
I love it. I am so much more intuitive. People will come in and I guess I freak myself out because I'll say, oh, my gosh, they have Lyme. And I'll say, have you tested for Lyme? Yes, I have Lyme.
Mm.
And I'm not psychic. It's just an energy. It's
a frequency.
It's like, yes, the information is just coming because I feel like I've broken down the veil and broken down the trauma that was keeping me from accessing it.
Mm.
And the egg, just every session, breaks it down even further, and I'm getting closer and closer. It is incredible.
I wanted to tell you that I forget if it was my third or fourth session. I was sitting in the egg. I think I was in Westlake Village. And I heard, or I was told by someone that I needed to interview you. And I thought, oh, that's really, yeah, and I thought, this is funny. I guess, you know, since I'm hearing it right now, I should do it. So I just followed that little guidance and found you. So
crazy because because I'm explaining things in ways that I've never explained them before on another interview or podcast. So thank you. Thank you for finding me.
You're welcome. I'm trying to think. I've had other experiences where maybe I didn't have enough. I felt like I wasn't having enough boundaries or you know, different things would happen. And all I know is afterwards, I would feel the boundaries around me. I would feel what I was supposed to pay attention to or wasn't supposed to pay attention to. Or I would get flashbacks in the egg of things that I needed to remember to help me now. It was really interesting. I mean, all these kind of things have been happening.
That is so cool. I feel like everybody that uses the egg is going to get information to make their life better, to make their life easier. And that doesn't mean that there won't be hard times getting there, because it's partly the journey. And we have to remember how to be in the now. Right now, everything is perfect. And right now. And it's such a beautiful thing if you can just stay in the present. There is no future. There is no past. It's only now.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep moving forward that way. And when I look back in 2016, when the egg was created, all those now moments have led me up to this. We have 27 centers open with 35 eggs. We're international. We have almost a year and a half wait to get an egg.
It's amazing.
I can't just let anybody work on these. I can't just mass produce them. Everybody that touches them, it's like there's so much intention and so much love behind them. And it's like the Taj Mahal, where one tile was placed with intention,
mm-hmm.
and then it built the whole Taj Mahal with intention. And people feel that intention in the egg, that we're all, you know, putting that love into it, putting the intention into it, that people are going to experience love. I had a guy last week, I put him in, and it was a remote session. He's in Arizona, and he wanted a remote session, and I put him in, and he said, I felt love for all life.
Wow.
It's freaking amazing. Can you imagine if everybody out there was feeling love for all life? What a better planet we'd be living on.
Yeah, we need that so much right now. We're going to have to take a short break right now, and we'll be right back to discuss more about these remote sessions you're talking about. We'll be right back with dreamer and inventor Gail Lynn.
House clearing is kind of like house cleaning for the spiritual energy in your home, and Randy McGee does house clearings and house blessings. Make the energy in your home filled with positive, successful vibes. Bring in fresh energy, and if you're selling your home, it may even help attract potential buyers. Get Randy McGee's house clearing and blessings for your home. Makes a great gift, too. Call Randy McGee now at 424-265-3109 or visit randymcgeed.com. That's Randy with an I, MAGGID.com.
The award-winning book by Randy McGeed, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, is both an inspirational healing journey and a memoir. It focuses on a new way of thinking that brings love and healing into the world while providing a voice for the generation after the Holocaust survivors. Beverly Hills Concentration Camp is a hard story with a happy ending. It's been known to help people heal. Get your own copy of Beverly Hills Concentration Camp by Randy McGeed at BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com.
Breathe in, breathe out. It's easy to use breathwork to alleviate pain or reduce anxiety and depression. Sounds easy, but for it to work, you may need someone to show you how, and that's where Randy McGeed comes in. She helps you unlock emotional blocks in the body, get closer to your authentic self, or even increase your connection to spirit, all while you heal with Randy McGee's breathwork healing. So breathe in and breathe out as you go for the phone to call Randy right now at 424-265-3109. That's 424-265-3109.
Supercharge your chakras. Randy McGee's Shamanic Healing Techniques uses spiritual energy that charges your chakras with light. Randy McGee will get to the root of your problem and help you get rid of negative thought forms and more, all to help you heal. So, if you want relief and a sea of calmness in your life, call Randy McGee now at 424-265-3109 or visit randymcgeed.com. That's Randy with an I, MAGGID.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back to the Randy McGeed Show. Our guest today is Gail Lynn. She is a rebel, a dreamer, an author, and the inventor of the harmonic egg. You can reach out to her at www.harmonicegg.com. So Gail and I have been discussing the harmonic egg, and she brought up in the last segment a remote session. So could you explain to us what the remote session is?
Yes. So what I was downloaded or channeled was that you could take someone's photo and their full birth name and their birth date. Doesn't have to have DNA, doesn't have to have hair or nails. That information is enough to put in the egg energetically that they would experience the egg remotely or distant. And it sounds really crazy, and I didn't even really believe it could work. When COVID hit, there were a lot of people that were afraid to come to the center, but they really missed having sessions. So I had one lady, and she ended up getting COVID, and she said, I'm scared. I have kidney disease. I'm overweight. I'm old. I feel like this is it for me. So I said, you know what? The best I can do, I can't have you come in, but let me, you know, send me your picture, your full birth name, and your birth date. I put her in the egg. Within 1 hour, her temperature went from 103 to 99.
Wow.
And I couldn't even believe it. The next day, her temperature went back up. I put her in again. And we don't usually do days of sessions, but when somebody's very sick, you know, you can do a couple of days. And so I feel like it sounds very woo-woo or airy-fairy, but what's the difference of that or saying a prayer for somebody remotely or doing, you know, sending them good vibes remotely? You literally, the center owners are taught to put the person in as if they're there. Mm-hmm. You actually have your picture go into the egg. We ask you what your intention is. We help you set the colors and the sound selections, and you're literally in the egg energetically. We're having amazing results. It's a beautiful thing.
And this is quantum physics, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's energy. And just like prayer is energy. So the same guy I was talking about before the commercial break that he said, I feel love for all of life, he also told me after his picture was in the egg that he experienced no pain, and it was the first time he hadn't had pain since an accident, you know, months ago.
Mm.
Really? Like, how is this even possible, Randy? You're a shaman. You know, can you help me even?
I believe in magic.
Right?
I believe in magic, and I believe in what you're doing. And I've seen a lot of things and done a lot of things that I can't explain. You know, I think when we have good intentions, something's guiding us.
I do think so, and I think love heals all.
Mm-hmm.
And there are temples that have been erected that the only thing that was ever infused in them is love. And people have amazing healings going into them. There's no negativity that can live there. There's no any kind of bad vibes that can live there. It's only infused with good vibes and love.
When I was at the egg, somebody walked out. I think it was called a moon pillow or something, and there was a dog in there. Somebody brought their dog. It was really sweet. So I guess.
Was it a Chihuahua?
No, it was. A bigger dog, kind of fuzzy.
Okay. Well, we have at the Life Center, there's one egg that's just dedicated for animals because some people are allergic. So most of the center owners won't put an animal in the same one that they put a human without, you know, telling people.
Mm-hmm.
But that one egg, it has a platform that I created, and it was a prototype to test for animals. And I will tell you, there's such beautiful experiences that happen.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lady, because I just had lunch with this girl. She said her chihuahua, she rescued a chihuahua, and the chihuahua wanted nothing to do with her. Absolutely, positively, didn't want anything to do with her. She took the chihuahua to the egg, put the chihuahua in there with herself, and she said the chihuahua is so attached to her now, it won't leave her side.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And you can put pictures. I put a picture of my horse. So I like to do the remote sessions with the animals. So they're doing their own thing.
I was actually in the doggy one, too.
Yeah, I love the doggy.
Because I brought two friends, two healer friends of mine with me. And I, since I had done it so many times, I let them have the chair, and I said I'll be in the dog one.
Yeah.
And it was comfortable. It was just a different experience.
I like that one a lot because the platform vibrates versus the there's a subwoofer on the platform of the egg that makes it comes off through the chair. But the one with the platform that you were in just has the whole platform vibrating because the sub is underneath.
Mm.
So it's really cool. I like to go in that one and just chill. And, you know, sometimes you just sit cross-legged, a lotus pose, and, you know, or you can kind of sort of lay down in a fetal position. But it's really fun. But, yeah, I put my horse in there when she had an open wound and I wanted it to heal last summer. The flies kept getting into it. And so it's really hard to put bandages over their hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I... the people at the barn said that wound was so bad she'd probably never grow hair back over it. She did. It's fine.
Wait, yeah. You actually put the horse in the egg?
Nope, a picture.
Oh, a picture, okay. That would have been pretty interesting.
I actually have some ideas for for units, the sound and light units for horses,
mm-hmm.
because they're very fight or flight animals. And so they're very spooky sometimes, like a bag will fly across the, you know, their vision, and all of a sudden they think the bag is going to kill them.
Wow.
My horse is very calm. I feel like as many egg sessions as she's had, and then being around my energy, her energy is very calm. So she's used at the barn for lessons for kids because she's so calm.
Mm. So I brought two friends with me, and one of them had done ayahuasca before. I've never done that, so I just his comment, okay, so one of them had done that. One had always wanted to but never had yet. So he still hasn't done it. So when he came out of the egg, he described it as like ayahuasca. And I thought, seriously? Like, and then the other guy said, what do I need to do ayahuasca for? Because, you know, is that really what it's like? So I thought that was interesting because it's not what I would have assumed it would have been like, but... I don't really know, but that was his, it just brought it all back for him. You know, like he,
right.
All the good parts of having done ayahuasca. And maybe that's what he needed, you know?
That's true, and I feel like, I tell people you can get high naturally in the egg. You know, here in Colorado, you know, saying that, people are like, what? I can get high naturally? And you don't have to put anything in your body.
Right.
I feel like the plant medicine is very, needs to be very organized and respected, and you can have a bad instructor or you can have a bad journey. Some people call it a bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never experienced it. I don't feel like I need to. It's never resonated with me. But I feel like I go out and explore. And when people describe an ayahuasca journey to me, it feels like I do get to do that in the egg.
I understand that. I also feel like I don't need it. I do a lot of breath work, and I see spirits normally, just like in my everyday life. So really adding anything extra is really unnecessary. But anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to return with the magical inventor of the harmonic egg, Gail Lynn.
The award-winning book by Randy McGeed, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, is both an inspirational healing journey and a memoir. It focuses on a new way of thinking that brings love and healing into the world while providing a voice for the generation after the Holocaust survivors. Beverly Hills Concentration Camp is a hard story with a happy ending. It's been known to help people heal. Get your own copy of Beverly Hills Concentration Camp by Randy McGeed at BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com.
Breathe in, breathe out. It's easy to use breathwork to alleviate pain or reduce anxiety and depression. Sounds easy, but for it to work, you may need someone to show you how, and that's where Randy McGeed comes in. She helps you unlock emotional blocks in the body, get closer to your authentic self, or even increase your connection to spirit, all while you heal with Randy McGee's breathwork healing. So breathe in and breathe out as you go for the phone to call Randy right now at 424-265-3109. That's 424-265-3109.
Supercharge your chakras. Randy McGee's shamanic healing techniques uses spiritual energy that charges your chakras with light. Randy McGee will get to the root of your problem and help you get rid of negative thought forms and more, all to help you heal. So, if you want relief and a sea of calmness in your life, call Randy McGee now at 424-265-3109 or visit randymcgee.com. That's Randy with an I, M-A-G-G-I-D.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Randy McGee Show. My guest today is Gail Lynn. If you want to hear more about how Gail and her invention, the harmonic egg, have changed lives all around the world for the betterment of mankind, please go to her website at www.harmonicegg.com. So we've been saying how wonderful the egg is and how much it's helped me, how much it's helped others. I was wondering, are there any side effects?
Yes. Actually, you could have a headache.
Oh.
If you don't drink enough water, you're literally getting a sonic massage, and it seems very gentle, but it's very powerful. And I tell people, you need to drink your water. You need to replenish your minerals. You are going to detox, and you are going to, you know, reset and release trauma. So it does sound funny, but if you don't drink enough water, people have a headache. And that's probably one of the biggest side effects. And it's very important. Even when people do massages, they usually don't drink enough water and they're fine. But with this, you really do want to drink enough water and replenish because you are getting a sonic massage.
Mm-hmm. And I think I remember the operator telling me not to make sure that I don't get any other any type of energy work afterwards, but it was okay for me to work on other people.
And so energy work is something that people are, I want to say, abusing lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have people come in, they've done Reiki that day, and they had a massage, and they're having a me day, and they did cranial sacral, and they want to do an egg session, and then they're going to go for acupuncture, you know, next. We need to be more discerning. We need to be more careful with our bodies because energy is powerful. And so I liken it to, excuse me, if you were going to eat breakfast, Do you then eat your lunch right after breakfast, and then do you then eat your dinner right after your lunch? You don't. You let it digest. You must let energy work integrate. It is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least wait 2 to 3 days after a massage. At least wait 2 to 3 days after acupuncture or Reiki. We ask people to wait 5 to 7 days after an egg session to do any other energy work on yourself. If you're a healer, you're going to find that your energy work is more powerful. People are going to get more out of the work that you're doing on them after you have cleared yourself and done some egg sessions. So we call it the healer's healer.
It's true because I love the fact that I don't have to be touched in there. It's not that I don't like to be touched, but I'm very particular. I've got to this point where I don't want to be touched because I'm at a certain level and I feel like people take my energy and I'm keeping it. So I love the fact that I can just go in the egg and be healed. You know,
it's consistent and repeatable. It's not going to have a bad day. It's a consistent and repeatable device with an energy, with a consciousness. And I love all the healers out there. They're beautiful souls, but they have to clear themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let people touch me if they're going to, you know, give some of their stuff to me.
Exactly.
And I pick up a lot of stuff, and then I got to clear. And I'm like, wait a minute. I went there and paid and got a session, and then I had to clear their stuff that they gave me.
Right.
How is that fair?
That's not fair. Do you feel like there's beings that come in there, too, like within the sacred geometry?
Yes.
Okay.
There's definite energies, whether you would call them angels, beings, different energies, and little kids see them, and one little kid came out, and he says, Mom, I got to drink a lot of water. They told me. Who are they?
Yeah. I don't explain even what they looked like. They were probably angels, very clear at speaking to me one of the times that I was in, maybe even more than one of the times I was in there, but it's pure magic. And, you know, How do people find these eggs? You know, if people are listening in and they want to try it out for themselves, where can they go? Where are your locations?
Great question. All the locations are on the harmonicegg.com website. That's the only ones you want to go to if they're listed on the harmonicegg.com website under locations.
I assume you have to take a really good care of what you put in your eggs, you know, in your whole business, just so that you don't get knocked off, that you don't get, you know, something good. Something you just said made me feel that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's you know, I know what I said and I know what you picked up. You're very intuitive and you're very brilliant. Because I know what I said and you did pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
We have owner calls every 6 to 8 weeks where we all banter back and forth and, you know, we have our little rah-rah sessions and, sometimes the center owners will get in fear and I'll have a call with them. I'm like, you can't put that energy around your eggs. And they're like, I know. All the center owners are so beautiful, and they're such beautiful souls. And so, yeah, if you're looking for a location, they need to be listed as a location on the website.
Mm-hmm. And you're constantly upgrading, too, right? I mean, you
constantly
talk about the music. I mean, I can tell you, like, I love the music. I just can relax. And also, it's not the same. You know, it's not like you're listening to the same music every time. It changes.
It does. We have a lot of song selections, and I feel like the eggs always are raising their consciousness, then the clients are raising their consciousness. Our earth is raising its consciousness or her consciousness. So the eggs have to keep evolving, and sometimes they irritate me because they're like, we need new music. We need new music. And so they're very cute, and they're very specific on what they need from me. And I feel honored and blessed that to be the one to serve that energy and to serve the people on the planet that need it. It's
mm-hmm.
such a humbling
I'm curious,
living.
Is there any, would sound bowls ever be used in that kind of music inside your...
What is it? What did you say?
Sound bowls?
Yes. Actually, there is a gentleman in Boardman, Ohio, that is a sound bowl practitioner,
mm-hmm.
and he said that they resonate really well in the egg, and he said sometimes they just keep going, like they don't stop when he'll play it in the egg. And it just keeps going and going, and
oh.
it just doesn't fade out. I'm like, really? So he's the one that, I can't answer the question in total because he's the one that told me that, but yes, we actually do even have some music selections with bowls.
Great. Okay. And there's something I'm personally curious about, maybe because I'm not an engineer, but can you explain Tesla's mathematics and how that's part of your egg?
Yes, so it's very interesting. I feel like a little bit of Tesla's consciousness and a little bit of Reich's consciousness, Royal Reich and Wilhelm Reich, all came through with this egg. With Tesla, it was the 3, 6, and 9. He says, if you can unlock the mysteries of 3, 6, and 9, it will reveal the answers to all the questions in the universe. I'm probably paraphrasing. I'm sure he didn't say exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the... A two-dimensional dodecahedron. Dodecahedron is 12 sides, and it's, so the egg is a kind of a 2D, 12-sided, 12 panels that make out the outside of the egg. And then I took, so that if you do 2 plus 1 is 3. Then the 6 comes in on the hexagon platform. So there's the hexagon platform, which is 6 sides. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get the masculine energy. So we have the yin and the yang in the egg. You have the smoothness of the egg, the divine feminine of the egg. And then you have the angles of the platform that give you the masculine. So you have that balance of masculine and feminine, yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that and made it a 6. That's where I use the 6. And then 360, the circle that you look at when you're lying back, and then the 360 of the egg shape is a 6 and a 3 equals the 9.
Wow.
Did I explain that well enough?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm not sure exactly where the masculine and feminine came in, though, but...
Yeah, so the masculine is angles. So when you have an angled box, it's more masculine, where the egg is more of the smoothness, the feminine.
Like the
so
expansive the, part is the feminine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it. Wow. Thank you for explaining that. I feel like everybody who has a question will just have their answer. We go in the egg and get their answer and come out.
Yeah. If only life was that easy, you'd go inside the magic egg and get your answers.
I don't know. I think it's pretty close to that, personally. Like, whenever I have something I'm working on, I get an answer. So
it is for me. Yeah, it is for me. Every time I ask, I get my answer.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Breathe in, breathe out. It's easy to use breathwork to alleviate pain or reduce anxiety and depression. Sounds easy, but for it to work, you may need someone to show you how, and that's where Randy McGeed comes in. She helps you unlock emotional blocks in the body, get closer to your authentic self, or even increase your connection to spirit, all while you heal with Randy McGeed's breathwork healing. So breathe in and breathe out as you go for the phone to call Randy right now at 424-265-3109. That's 424-265-3109.
The award-winning book by Randy McGeed, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, is both an inspirational healing journey and a memoir. It focuses on a new way of thinking that brings love and healing into the world while providing a voice for the generation after the Holocaust survivors. Beverly Hills Concentration Camp is a hard story with a happy ending. It's been known to help people heal. Get your own copy of Beverly Hills Concentration Camp by Randy McGeed at BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Randy McGeed Show. I want to thank my guest, Gail Lynn, for being such an inspiring guest today. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you so much. It was such my pleasure. You're doing amazing work. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. And I appreciate you and everything you're doing. If you want to reach out to Gail, her website is www.harmonicegg.com. And I'll be looking forward to bringing you another truly inspirational guest next month. So stay tuned and have a great day.